From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says government warplanes struck a rebel-held neighborhood in the center of Homs Sunday. It says at least three people were killed and dozens wounded. Meanwhile, President Bashar al-Assad's forces are said to be pushing toward the city of Palmyra, which was overrun by the Islamic State in December. Syrian opposition activist Hamza Manzer emerged from a meeting with the United Nations Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura to say that the opposition needs to present a united front in upcoming peace talks. A senior commander says Iraqi militarized police have captured a neighborhood on the western side of Mosul. Major General Haider al-Maturi says his troops entered the Tarayan neighborhood Sunday morning and is now under their control. Al-Maturi says Islamic State militants deployed at least 10 suicide car bombs, but nine of them were blown up before reaching their targets. Thousands of Russians marched in Moscow to mark the two-year anniversary of the death of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, who was gunned down outside the Kremlin. Marchers carried Russian flags and signs with quotes from Nemtsov. Nemtsov was a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and members of the opposition blame the government for the killing. The Kremlin has denied involvement in his murder. A vehicle plowed into a crowd watching a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans Saturday, injuring at least 28 people. The accident came during one of the busiest nights of Mardi Gras. The driver has been taken into custody, and police suspect that he was highly intoxicated. From the VOA News, this is VOA News.